Yeah, we'll start chazing a little bit. I'll start over again on Daf Kuf Nun Dalid Omid Beis. Yeah, so in the middle of the Gemara, Abaya Ashkechele Lerabo Tekol Mishafshef Le Lebrei Agabo Dechamra. Hey, Abaya found Rabbo that he was like playing with his child and letting him have a ride on, not a ride, but slipping down, kind of like a sliding off the back of the chamor. He was putting him on top of the donkey and letting him slide down off the back of the chamor. That's what Rabbo was doing on Shabbos. Omale, Abaya asked Rabbo, "Kol mishdamish ma b'balei chayim?" Hey, how are you allowed to let you put your kid play with the chamor? You're being mishdamish. You're using a bal chay. You're using the animal.
Yeah, like Rashi says, Utanan, we learned in the Gemara in Beitza, Lo yorech ven agabe behema, you're not allowed to ride on top of a behema on Shabbos. Vuadin l'chol tashmish, any type of a use, you're not allowed to use, you be mishtamish with the animal on Shabbos. And the gzeira is that if you come to ride on the animal, we're afraid you'll pull off a leaf from the tree, a stick from the tree to hit the animal. Therefore, the Rabbanim made a gzeira not to ride on an animal on Shabbos, and vuadin any tashmish. So here, how could you be mishtamish with the Baal Chai? It's also, the teretz was, Rabbi answered back, O Malay, Stodenhain. Hey, so I'm not really riding on top of the animal itself. We're only playing with the side of the animal. Utstodim legozru b'rabonin. His Rabbi holds the Rabbonin did not ask you to use the sides of the animal. So Rashi learns the Hezbri is Tzodim. She'enoi makiboy olov. You're not riding on top of the animal. Ela mishav shafoy al tzidoi. Just you're rubbing yourself like here. You're letting your kid rub along the side of the animal. V'yein zeh derech tashmishoy. This is not the ikka derech ha'yibim mishtamash for the Baal Chai. Therefore, for Rabbonin like goes rubo. Therefore, at Rashi, the Rabbonin did not make the gzera. So that's Rabbi's teretz. We'll soon see Laloch. We hold not like Rab, we hold like Abaya. That the Rabbonin hold, it is also Tzodim. To play on the sides of the animal itself is osur. Just tzidei tzodim amuter. That we'll see later on in the sugya. Vakoponim, this is a machlekes Abaye v'Rabbo. Is it muta to be mishtamish on the side of an animal or not? So the Gemara, Rabbis utzodim lagozel b'Rabbonin. So the Gemara minotemra, how does Rabbi know that the Rabbonin did not ask you to use the sides of the animal? The Tanan. Matir sel raya from our Mishnah. Matir chavolim. In the case we have muksa on top of your chamor and it's on there on Shabbos, is how do you get the muksa off the chamor? Is matir chavolim, untie the straps, the asakin loiflim, and the packages will fall off by themselves. Is my lav bechiber gevalki? How were these sacks like tied onto the chamor? It was like gevalki means sacks on both sides of the chamor. Like a pack sack on both sides. So how do you get it off? To have it laid studim. How do you get off this pack side that's on both sides of the chamor, off the chamor? You have to lean yourself on the chamor and pick it off from one side to the other side. So who you be mishtamish with it studim. So it's a riot, studim lo gozel bu rabbonin. It's a riot from our Mishnah that even though you have to rub yourself, lean yourself on the side of the animal to get off the pack, get off the packages, still it's mutter. Zot Yumara name, hey, Sabai learns Pshad now Mishnah. No, that's not the Pshad. Loi b'chovera gavalki. It's a type of packages that you don't have to lean yourself and rub yourself against the animal. It's a type of a package that's just like hooked up onto a hook. So all you have to do is just take it off the hook and it comes off. The loi hevich dodim, that you don't have to be mishtamish, you don't have to rub yourself along the side of the animal to take it off. Inami belichta, or else the same type of a teretz. The bundles are bundled up on top of a ring. And just have to take it off the ring, so you don't have to be mishtamish with the Baal Chai. So you have Naraya for now Mishnah that you're allowed to rub yourself or lean yourself against the behemoth on Shabbos. So tomorrow Eisvei. Now Abaye asked Akasha to Rabba. Eisvei, I'll bring Akasha, that I'll bring your Raya, it's Dodim Arosa. The Locher is by Sukkah, Shtayim Vidayodim. Let's say two walls of the Sukkah was made Vidayodim. V'yachas Bilon. And the third wall you used the tree to be the third wall. It's a loch of sheva. The sukkah is kosher, at least for chalamoid, you're allowed to use it and eat inside the sukkah. But the loch of the sukkah is you have to have three walls, that's all. But on yomtiv, or on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go up and use this sukkah. Now the loshon oilin here really doesn't mean go up, like Rashi just said that in the Gemara's times, most of the sukkahs were on top of the roof. So it's always called the loshon you were oilin, you went up to the sukkah. So here it says you can't use this sukkah on yomtiv. Now why not? Because since one wall is made out of a tree, and Rashi is masbah, the schach, usually leans on top of the walls, so the schach is leaning on top of the tree. Now, in the Morris times, they used to be mishtamish with the schach. They used to put kelim on top of the schach. So if you're going to be mishtamish with the schach, since the schach itself is leaning on the tree, the schach is called stodim, it's called the side of the tree, and you're being mishtamish with the side of the tree. So that's why the lacher is v'en olam lo biyomtif. My lab, what's the kimta? The chok be'ilon, you made like a hole, you made notches inside the tree, and you have a beam going outside the tree, going from one side to the other side. The heavy loot stodim. So now when you use these beams, it's called you be mishtamish with the side of the tree. Utzdodim asurim, and you have a raya lechur here that stodim are also asur to use.
Yeah, so we're bringing a raya, even though you're only using the side of the tree. Like here, there are only notches in the tree, holes, and you're putting your beam into the hole, and now you're being mishtamish on top of the beams. So the beams are just like using the side of the tree. And still it says you can't use the sukkah on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because you'd be mishtamish with the tree. So it's right, the sides are also awesome. Have the Gemara, loy. The kaf yol ilon. We're talking about that the branches itself of the tree, you like bend down the branches of the tree. The anach sichach alavayu. And you put the schach mamish on top of the tree itself. So mela, when you're being mishtamish, when you're using the top of the schach, it's considered you're being mishtamish with the tree itself. Like, you have your kelim on top of the tree, so that's also, you can't be mishtamish with the tree itself. The mishtamish bilon, that's called you're using the tree itself, it's not called the side of the tree, it's called you have like a beam on top of the tree, and you have your kelim on top of the beam, that's called just like the beam is directly on top of the tree, who what then the kelim is also like used, is using the tree. So that's also, according to everybody. That's pshati hachi yaima seifa. What does the seifa say in the gate hilchas sukkah? Sholish bidayodim. Let's say three walls were made bidayodim. Three good walls of the sukkah. The yachas bilan, and the fourth wall you just use for a tree is ksheira. Then the sukkah is kosher pshita, because if you have three walls of adiv, it's kosher. A fourth wall only makes it better. The oilin lo biyomtiv. But here it says the oilin lo biyomtiv. You're allowed to go up this tree. You're allowed to go and use this sukkah on yomtiv. Now, if we're talking about the fourth wall, is the branches of the tree itself, is a my oilin lo biyomtiv. How come you're allowed to use this sukkah on yomtiv? The chura, since the schach is leaning on this wall, it's leaning on all four walls, so it's leaning on the wall of the tree, so b'zoy you be mishtamish with the stodim of the tree, so why is it mutter? No. If you say we're talking about the schach is on top of the tree itself, so Chori, you still be mishtamish with the tree itself. So what's the heter? So the more of the Elamai, this Bryce is sure anyway. Elamai, what do you want to say? Stodim asurim, that here the case is. That's not the branches of the tree itself. It's only you have notches in the tree. And using the stodim, this is called you using only the side of the tree. Obazai, safe. And my oilin lo biyomtiv, still it's shver. How come in the safe you let it go up and use this sukkah on yomtiv? Since lamaisa, the fourth wall, is a tree, and you have notches, holes in the tree that you're putting the beams across it, so the beams are being mishtamish with the side of the tree. And if you use these beams, you put your schach on top and your mishtamish, you put your kelim on top of the schach, you're right to be mishtamish with the tree. So what's still it's shver? What's the chil duration in the safer? So the mori elohoson begavzar parasachna. Avada, this case we're talking about where it's a thick tree. It has a lot of branches. Dilan gufe doifim ba'al mahudi shavyan. The tree, bechla, you're not using to put your schach on top, let it lean on top of this of tree. No, the tree itself was a thick tree with a lot of branches. You're not touching the branches at all. It's only a doifim bialma. It's just like a wall bialma. But you're not being mishtamish with it at all. All this schach is only being mishtamish upon the other three walls. Therefore, it's mutter to use this sukkah on Yom Tov, because you're not being mishtamish with the tree at all. So the Marad Deikin, now I'll bring you Raya. Tiktoni, it says in the Braisa, Zeh HaKlal, Kol Elu, She'yinotol Ilon. If any case, that if you take away this wall of the tree, you take away the tree, V'yichol Olamoid, and still the schach would stay by itself. In other words, the schach is not being mishtamish, it's not leaning on the tree. Oilin lo biyomtiv. Then you're allowed to use this sukkah on yomtiv, because it's not called you be mishtamish with the tree, because the schach could stay even without the tree.
So Shema Amina, that's a right, that's Pshanda's Braisa. That when you only have two walls and the third wall is the tree, you'd be mishtamish with the tree. That's why it's Osir. But in the case where only the fourth wall is the tree, the Pshat is you're not being mishtamish with the tree at all. It's a thick tree that's just serving the purpose for a mechitza. But you're not being mishtamish, you're not putting any weight on top of it. All the schach is on the weight upon the other three walls. Therefore, you're allowed to use it. So the kids, you have the right mir if stodim to use the sides of the tree aros or amuta. So the Gemara lemikatanoi akopon this machloikas abayev arova. If you're allowed to use be mishtamish with the sides of the animal on Shabbos, or who at the same gzera applies to the sides of a tree. He's not to climb up a tree and not to ride an animal is the same gzera. The both gzera, maybe you come to pull off branches. So it's the same halacha about riding on an animal using the sides of an animal or using the sides of a tree. So the Gemara lemikatanoi. Let's say it's a machloikas tanoi. Is alocha ein oilun lo b'yomtif. One brisa says you're not allowed to use this sukkah on yomtif where it's we're using the tree. No, you're allowed to use this sukkah. Even though one wall is the tree, still you could use it on yomtif. Is my love balkimiflagil. Chura, what's the machlokes here? As if your mom is using the tree itself, everybody holds you can't use the tree on yomtif. You can't be mishtamish bilim. So the machlokes has to be my love okimiflagi. The ma'asav at dodim asurin. It's a case we were talking about. You're only using the side of the tree. In other words, the schach is not directly on top of the tree. There's only a hole on the side of the tree, and you'd be mishtamish with the dodim with the sides of the tree. Or ma'asav mutarin, and one says it's mutar. So here it's the machlokes abaye v'rabba should be machlokes anoyim. So the more name Omer Abaye Abaye learns no. Omer Abaye Loi, the Kula Yalma Tayit Stodim Asurin. That's Abaye Shita. And everybody holds you're not allowed to use the sides of a tree. Who are then you can't use the sides of an animal? So it'd be also to let your kid play and roll off the animal. V'hocho, what's the machlokes? Betzidet Stodim. Yeah, v'hocho, betzidet Stodim kamiflagi. Here the machlokes is about tzidet Stodim. It's like two steps away from the tree. It's a side to a side. We'll soon see what the case is. That's the machlokes though. Ma sava, one holds tzidei tzadim asurim. Even to use two sides of the tree, like two steps away from the tree, still the rabbanon said it's asur. Or ma sava, one says no, tzidei tzadim mutarim. If you're two steps away from the tree, like two sides, that's mutar. But tzadim, just to use the side of the tree or the size of the animal, the haltabayah, according to everybody, it's asur. So Rashi learns Amr Abayah, Inami bachik pligi. Lekalameima the Srielate Sodim Mutarim. Tahani lav Sodim Minu. It's a bayashita is everybody holds Sodim is also. Ela Tzidet Sodim. Shakanim Hanisunim Benikovim. You're talking to have beams going across that one side of the beam is in like a notch in the tree. One side of the beam is in a Nikovim in the hole of the tree. And that's called Sodim. So this beam now is using, called being held up by the side of the tree. Now, v'yasichuch. Now, when you put the schach, hanosin al gabon, now when you put the schach along across these beams, so it's called you being mishtamish with the schach, not with the beams. So that's called tzidei tzedodim. Or with tzidei tzedodim pligi. As you're not directly using the beam itself, if you use the beam itself, put your kalim, put a pot on top of the beam, that's called you being mishtamish with the side of the tree, that would be awesome. But here, the schach goes like across these beams. And you're putting your pot on top of the schach. So you're being mishtamish with the schach itself is only being mishtamish with the side of the tree. That's called tzidei tzedodim. That's the machlokes if that's mutter or not. That's the way Abaye learns. Rava says, man de yosef b'tzedodim, whoever says even to use the sides of the tree is also on Shabbos, also nami b'tzidei tzedodim. There's no chilek. No matter how many times removed, you'll be mishtamish with the tree, your tree is the base for holding it up, it's also, even tzidei tzedodim, even two parts away. And man v'sharva, the one that said it's mutter, like Rashi said the answer before was, the Rabbanon only asked kederach, using the tree itself, and not to something that's not kederachoy, is tzidei tzedodim shari, it's not, he's a man v'sharva, tzidei tzedodim, shari nami tzedodim. If you matter two steps away, who are then you matter even one step away? For the Gemara Eisvei, we have Meshashi l'Rava. For the Meshashi Akasha t'Rava. As the Halacha, Noyitz Yesed Bilan. If you put a peg into a tree, V'tola b'kukola, and you have now a basket hanging down from this peg, it depends. And inside this basket is your Erev. It's talking about in the case when you want to make an Erev Tchumen, you want to be able to walk outside the Tchumen Shabbos. So the Yetzer is, before Shabbos, you put a piece of bread down on the ground where you want to rest, and since your bread is there, you could eat it there, it's called your mokum is there. Now what about you put the bread in a basket, and the basket is hanging on a peg off the tree? It depends. L'malo mi'asar tefachim. If the basket is 10 tefachim off the ground, and the bread is inside the basket, is any ruvi erev. Then the erev is no good. Why? Since the basket, Rashi says, is usually rochav dal, it's at least 4 tefachim wide, and it's yud tefachim high now, so it's called the Rishus HaYochid. So it's as if the erev is in the Rishus HaYochid, and you want to rest on the bottom, on the floor, which is Rishus HaRabim. So you're not allowed to take the bread out of the basket to put it into the floor. So b'zoi, it's not cold, you could use this Erev now. So therefore the Erev doesn't help for you. His Erev Tachum is the Pshat is, we look as if you're resting in that place, and since you have bread to eat there, that's your Mokum Shvisa. But here, the bread is in the Rishus HaYochid, and you're sitting on the floor of Rishus HaRabim. If you can't get the bread out, so it's not called a good Erev. Ma'ashenken l'matam yutvachim, if the basket is yutvachim down, then Eruvi Erev. Then we say the Erev is called a good Erev. Why? Because since it's not in the Rishus HaYochid, it's lamata meyud. So Taisus asked the kasha lechur to still be a karmelis. Anything rochav dal dal dalad that's not gevoya yud is a karmelis for Rishus HaRabim. So it should still be yosef to take something out of the karmelis into the Rishus HaRabim. So Taisus says, like Rashi said before already, that in a kli there's no din karmelis. A keli doesn't have a shem karmelis. So therefore here you're allowed to take the bread out of the basket on Shabbos.
What's not there to our halacha if you could be mishtamish with a tree or not? The deed is like this. Taimo denoyetz yesed bilan. Why do we say it's mutter to take the bread out of this basket? Hey, like the Brisa said, if the basket is lamata lower than you tefachim, the erev is good. Why is it a good erev? Because you're allowed to take the bread out of the basket. Why are you allowed to take the bread out of the basket? Because the basket was not directly hanging on the tree. It was only hanging on a peg that was sticking out of the tree. Hey, taimo denoyetz yesed bilan. That there was a peg stuck into the tree, and you had now the basket hanging on the peg. Tzadiyah kol le'noitz, mashma, if you did not have the peg sticking out of the tree, you just had the basket on the tree itself. Even if the basket is lower, then yutvachim, still the erev will not be chal. Why? Because since the bread is in the basket, and the basket is hanging on the tree, that's called tzidei, that's called using the sides of the tree, and you're not allowed to be mishtamash with the side of the tree. So the chiluk, whether the basket is hanging on the tree itself, or whether it's hanging on a peg sticking out of the tree. So the Gemara, v'ohai ta'ina, this is Abayi's Raya. V'ohai ta'ina, this ta'ina holds the ko'osa bitzdodin. It says it's osa bitzdodin. Mashpah, if the basket would be hanging from the tree itself, it would be osa to take the bread out of the basket. Ukeshari bitzidei tzdodin, and still it's mutter, now that the basket is hanging on a peg, just the peg is attached to the tree, so the peg is considered like the tzad of the ilan, and the basket hanging on it now is considered tzidei tzdodin, like two times removed. Habzai mash mekloh, there's a chilik between tzidei and tzidei tzdodin. So the chloraya to abaya. And number of popas, look to popa. Rapapa wants to give a teretz? No. I'll tell you, Bemisin, this rice is talking about bitzdodim. It's talking about where it's hanging on the tree itself. Or b'zoi, what's the difference? Hocha b'kilkola d'chuka askinan. We're talking about a basket that the opening is very tight. The bahade d'shoko leile eriv kominayid leile ilan. That when you take the bread out of the basket, since the opening of the basket is very tight, you have to pull hard on the basket. So if the basket is attached to the tree, then we're afraid when you're going to pull open the basket to get the bread out, you're going to move the tree itself. And then you'll be mishamish with the tree itself. And that's also to mishamish with mechubah with the tree on Shabbos. So that's where a pop is b'miyashav according to a rabbi. That really this brisa holds, tzedodim itself is mutter. There's no enough community between tzedei tzedodim and tzedodim. Both cases would be mutter to mishamish from the tree. Now the chesaron here is that since it's a tight opening on the basket, we're afraid when you're going to come to take the bread out, you'll be mishtamish, you'll move the tree itself. So if the basket is attached to the tree, we have this chashash. But if the basket, like the Brisa says, is only attached to a peg sticking out of the tree, so since it's a little bit away from the tree, then we're not afraid you'll be mishtamish with the tree itself. Abazot Gemara, what's the maskana v'hilchaso? And this is the way we hold halacha. Tzdodin asurim. The sides of the tree you can't use. But two times removed,
See that stodim, tut stodim, that's mutter. And we'll soon see what the case is. Omer Ravashi. So Ravashi, hashtu the yamrit. Now that you tell me, stodim asurim, that you're not allowed to use the size of a tree, hai darga dimidloi. If you have a ladder that you want to climb up, if you want to go up to a sukkah on top, you want to go up to the roof, so you want to use a ladder to climb up. Is lalinche inish adikle. A person should not let the ladder lean on the palm tree, on the tree. Why? To have it lutzodim. Hey, this is the case of bimishtamish with its side of a tree. Hey, the ladder itself, you're allowed to climb up the ladder. But since the ladder is leaning against the tree, it's called you bimishtamish with mechuber. But you're not walking up the tree itself. You only be mishtamish with the side of the tree. That's also. Elo, what's the yetzah? Linche agavzo lebar midiklo. Let the ladder lean against something like a peg sticking out of the tree. Something else, not the tree itself. So memelo, the peg itself coming out of the tree is called its dodim. That's the sides. Now that the ladder is leaning on that, the ladder is tzidetz dodim. And tzidetz dodim is mutter. So the maravaita v'chisolik, and when you go up the ladder, lelinech kare agavza, you should not put your feet on the peg itself. Because if you put your feet on the peg, since the peg is the stodim of the tree, you're going to be mishtamish with the side of an ilum, which is also. Elalisnach akanim. Now let your legs, let your foot only go on the planks of the ladder itself. So since the ladder is only attached to the peg, and the peg to the tree, so the ladder itself is called a tzidetz dodim, and that's mutter to use on Shabbos.
Matirin pikiyai omir lifnei behema. This is a shalif, if not be matriach yourself to feed behemis, give them food on Shabbos. So pikiyai omir means bundles, tied up bundles of stalks. You have to untie them on Shabbos to give to the behema, lifnei behema. Avada Pashetza, that the knot was not a knot shal kayoma. That's nifi the raisa. But inside that the kesher wasn't the kesher shal kayoma, you lied out matriach yourself, untie the knot to spread out the tefuah. Or mefasfasfin es hakipin. Mefasfasfin also, you could spread out the tefuah. Mefasfasfin es hakipin means also spread out the tefuah that's bundled together. In order to make it easier for the animal to eat, you lied to spread out the tefuah to give to him to eat. Avaloy es hazirin. But the zirin that you can't feed the animal with. Zirin you're not allowed to feed the behemoth with. That you can't feed him with. Avaloyas the zirin. We'll see in the Gemara what zirin is. That small type of tfuah is not so ripe. It's unripe tfuah. Ein maraskin loyas hashachas v'loyas hacharuvin lefnei behemoth. You're not allowed to maraskin means like chop up. The shachas, that's the unripe tfuah. V'loyas hacharuvin, that's a boxer. You can't chop it up lefnei behemoth. To give it to the behemoth teeth on Shabbos. Bein daka ben gasa. Whether you have a big behema or whether you have a small behema, both you can't do on Shabbos. We have Yehuda mati becharuvin ladaka. We have Yehuda though was matir with charuvin to give to a daka. He was matir to chop up his boxer to give it to a behema daka. So Rashi learns piki yomer koshin shel shibolim. That's the stalks of the tefuah. Sheoidin they are tied together. Matirin oisin sheyolechem a behema loichli. You could untie it on Shabbos. That the behema will be easy for the behema to eat it. Mefasvasin, shekenderach shemefasvin lebehemu ha'asovim. It's good to spread out the tefuah in front of the behemah. V'yofan lo loichle. It's good for them to eat it. Shekeshen dechukin, because if the tefuah is squashed together, mischamamin, it gets very hot. V'eino merecha recha, it doesn't smell so good. Kolkach v'kotzaben, the behemah doesn't like it. So therefore, to make the behemah enjoy his meal better, you're allowed to spread out the tefuah. But Mishnah says. Yeah, keepin also. Rashi first the Gemara v'chein zirin. What's the chil between keepin and zirin? The Mishnah says abloyes zirin. Zirin is also. The Gemara will explain why zirin is also. The name meraskin means ein mechatskin. You can't chop it up into small pieces. Shachas, that's eisav shel tfuah, the grass of the tfuah before it's ripe. Vuas pasto, that's the unripe tfuah, wheat. Or mishum the tirchod leitzaruch. This is called the tirchod leitzaruch. You don't have to chop it up. If the animal can eat it the way it is, you don't have to chop it up. That's a tirchot leit zorach, it's also. If you demate becheruvin, ledakot, he's mat you to chop up the boxer to give to a young animal, sheshinea dakos bekoshano, that's a young animal, the teeth are very soft, so he needs it to be chopped up in order to eat it. It's not called shlele zorach, that's called a big zorach, therefore it's mutter.
That's the Mishnah, Gemara.
Omer Rav Huna, hein hein pekiyin, hein hein kipin. And when the Mishnah says piki, and then the Mishnah says kipin, it's really the exact same thing. No piki and tre. Piki means it was tied two bundles together. Kipin tlosa.
Keep in mind you have three bundles together. Now these two things are mutter. So Rashi, heinein pekin, heinein kipin. Kulon koshin shel shebolim. Both of them means the hard parts of the stalks. Hein. Miyo pekin trei, sheinen kshurun ela b'shnei roshim. Pekin means only tied on two ends of it. And kipin tlas means kshurun gimel agudim. Three of them are tied together. That's the chilek. But they're both the exact same type of stuff. It's both these hard stalks. And zirin, what does zirin mean? That zirin the arzi. Zirin, that's the third thing, that's something different, that's young shouts of arzi, of cedar trees. Trashi, zirin the arzi, anofim lachim, the wet leaves, shall eris from a cedar tree. Shemazadin noisun aboidim lachim, when they're very wet, ruin le behema. It's roi for behema to eat these leaves off the cedar tree. But most people let this resin become nice and hard, and then they use it for wood later on. But when it's young and ripe, it's very soft, a behemoth could eat it. So this is the Pshan the Mishnah. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Matirin, you could untie Piki Omer. If you have bundles of the stalks, you can untie them on Shabbos. Lifnei behemoth, in order to make it easy for the behemoth to eat it. Or Mafasfasfin, Huadin, you could spread out the Tfuam. Vuhuadin Lekipin. And the same halacha applies to keeping. Now the halacha of pekiyin and keeping have the exact same halacha, that you're allowed to untie and spread out both of them, whether the bundles of two or bundles of three, you could untie it and spread out both of them. And the Mishnah says, avoloyes hazirin, that's also. But zirin, we're saying that this young shoots from the cedar tree, that's also. Loy lefaspes, you can't spread them out. Voloy lehater, if they're tied up in a bundle, you can't untie them. That's the way Rav Huna learns Pshat in our Mishnah. Rashi Bochi Koma, Matirin Pien Omel Mufasusin, Vechivan de Mikor Uchleninu, since they're both an Eichel, Mutta Latroyach Behem, Leachshirim, Lemesakin Lo, that since the Emerson it's edible now to the Behemoth. So since it's called an Eichel already, he holds you allowed to be Matriach, bother yourself to make it easier for them to eat it. Vyasa keep in the same thing, Afein Matirin Mufasfes, you can untie it and spread it out. The Alphagab the Nafish to Chayv, even though it's more of a Tirchak, was just three bundles, still it's Mutter. But zirin, that's also. Leila fastface, you can't spread it out. Leila hatir, not to untie the nuts. Why the chiv and the mikora? Stamayu lav uchlam. Since at the beginning, it's not called an oichu yet. Like we said, this young leaf. Usually, people leave it to become hard into a piece of wood. So right now, it's not called an oichu for an animal yet. Vahashdu the mishavilu uchla. And now you are going to make it into an oichu. Hevile alude uchla b'shabes. If you're going to go and untie or make these resin edible, it's called you're making like a piece of wood into an eichel. That's also to do on Shabbos. That's Rav Huna's svara. Well, so said Allah, we don't hold like Rav Huna. But his svara is if you have an eichel, something that's edible for the animal, then you're allowed to be matriach yourself, make it nicer, make it more appetizing for the animal. But something that's not edible yet, no, you first have to cut it up to make it edible, that's also to do on Shabbos. It's called an isser, you're being midrabbonin, because you're creating food. You're not allowed to create food on Shabbos. So it's out of Rav Huna. Omer Rav Chizda. Chizda says, my time with Rav Huna, what's the svar in Rav Huna? He yells, Kosova, lemitrach buchlor tachinen. You're allowed to be matriach, work on an oichel. Of a leshavya ochlor, to make something into a food, loy meshavinen. That you're not allowed to create. You're not allowed to create the food on Shabbos. So that's Rav Huna's svar. So more Rav Yehudi Omar, hein hein pekiyin, hein hein zirin. Rav Yehudi learns a little bit different. He learns Pekiyin and Zirin are the same thing in the Mishnah. They're both these hard stalks of the Tfuah, the stalks. Pekiyin though, Trey, Pekiyin means a bundle of two of them, and Zirin, even though the Mishnah says Loyesa Zirin, he learns that means Tlosa. That's three. There are three bundles of stalks, that's called Zirin, and two bundles is called Pekiyin. Now Kipin, what does the Mishnah mean when it says Kipin? That's the Arzi. He learns for Kert, Kipin is the Arzi. Kipin is the leaves off the cedar tree that right now is not edible, and by you cutting it off, you're making it edible. This is what the Mishnah means according to Rabbi Yehuda. Matirin pekiye omer lefnei behemah. You're allowed to untie a bundle of stalks in front of the animal. Abel pisfusei loy. But to spread them out in front of the animal, that's also. Because he holds, since it's called an oichel, you're not allowed to be matriach yourself with an oichel. You can't do anything to the oichel. You can't spread out the oichel. That's